You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. Our monthly theme has been based on Philippians 2:15, and the theme has been "Stand out, that he may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world." Today's title is "Enemies of Patience." We are looking at which is under impatient enough for divine favor, and the enemy of patience that we've been looking at has been greed. This is the third time we are dwelling on greed, and today is how to overcome greed. The second part of it, how to overcome greed. Our opening scriptures, Psalm 37, verse 7, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." Now, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12, "That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises." We have learned that greed is intense and selfish desire for something, especially wealth, power, or food. And it is a destructive force that can lead to sin, dissatisfaction, and separation from God. And so we ought to watch out carefully and to ensure that we overcome greed at all costs by the grace of God. In recapping, we looked at being content, or contentment being one major way of overcoming greed. First Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 8, "But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out, and having food and raiment, let us be there with content." So true contentment comes from trusting God's provision and focusing on eternal treasures. We're going to go into other ways by which we can overcome, or we must overcome, greed. As servants in music, particularly in the area of music service, it is very important that we watch out for the traits of greed and to deal with it mercilessly. We have to deal with it right on. It's very, very important that we do that. Otherwise, it endangers our output. It endangers the success of our service as ministers in the area of music. We are all ministers. just that our medium of communication being music. And wherever you find gifts, these greed is one of the key issues to deal with and to ensure that you do not succumb to it. The Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now, in continuing, a second way to overcome greed, the second thing is that we must seek God and not wealth. Seek God and not wealth. Now, Matthew 6:19 says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." It's important that we are constantly conscious of the truth that we are not going to remain this way forever. One day, whether we like it or not, we'll be done with our assignments and we'll have to leave the earth, except if Jesus, thus if Jesus tarries, we would have to leave these mortal vessels, and then until the time of the resurrection, where we'll see these mortal vessels again. So, if we focus on getting the best job, the best cars, best dress, just it's all good. But if we put our focus on that and we don't value what is the intangible and most important, being where we go from here, then we would have missed out on the most important. It would be a great tragedy, and may it never be so in any of our lives, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's good to work, it's good to build, it's good to purchase all our needs and wants, but we must be patient and not go for that which is not ours per time and find ourselves wanting. So seek God, not wealth. Serve God, not mammon. Our next point, be studious and generous. Be studious and generous. In Acts 20:32, it says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you up an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities, and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." So Paul here was emphasizing on studying the word of God, being built in the word of God, and also being generous, helping others in the faith. Very, very important. And he said that till now, he said that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. And so what he had, that is what he used. He did not go begging. He did not go stealing. What he received is what he used. Whether it be your salary, whether it be gifts from family or colleagues, which are in order, I mean, that is what you have received by the grace of God. And that is what you should use. Don't go for things that are not meant for you. If you don't have it today, tomorrow the Lord will provide. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Next point, trust God's provision. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, Paul says that, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Trusting God's provision eliminates the need to hoard or to covet. Sometimes people can say, "Oh, they just keep hoarding." Instead of helping others, they just hoard. So until I have 500,000 in my bank account, I will never feel satisfied. If it gets there, you realize that you still want to have more. You see? So when you make God the supplier of your need, you will not find reason to hoard and hoard and hoard. And losing out on good works, losing out on being rich towards God, no. So it is my prayer that the Lord would help all of us to trust in his provision. It takes faith, as you know, because sometimes when you look at how things went in a particular year, for the past 2 years, the rate at which inflation shot through the roof, you begin to wonder that, oh, okay, then if I get some money, I have to keep saving and saving and saving. But when you didn't have money, the Lord still kept you. So why wouldn't you have faith that tomorrow the Lord is going to keep you? So don't go about seizing opportunities which are not yours. The Lord is our provider. The last point I would share today and another time we continue is passionately give towards God or towards the work of God. In Matthew 6:33, it reads that, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And also Matthew 19:27-30. "Then answered Peter and said unto him, Behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have therefore?" And Jesus said unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that ye which have followed me, in the regeneration when the Son of Man shall sit in the throne of his glory, ye also shall sit upon 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone that has forsaken houses or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive an hundredfold and shall inherit everlasting life." So Jesus gave three promises here. The first one was specifically to his disciples, that Peter asking that what would they have in return, he said that in the time when, after the resurrection, the 12 disciples that were following him, they would sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, to the rest of us, he says that for everything that we left, categorically stating those ones in the scripture, he said that we shall have an hundredfold. If you gave your house for the work of God, you have 100 more. He said, and he didn't say that in heaven. He said right here, you have 100 more. And in addition to it, you're going to have everlasting life. So this is to settle your mind and make you understand that there's no way where you follow the Lord and serve him with what you have that he would watch you go unrewarded. He will reward you. Don't listen to people who have said that they followed God, they didn't see anything. It comes with patience. As you serve the Lord, it comes with patience. And over time, the Lord will beautify your life. And also, you read in the verse 30 of Matthew 19, he said that, "But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." So Jesus is saying that those who think that they are taking the lead, let them be, let them go. just continue to serve, and eventually you who they thought was last will become the first. This is our heritage in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, and I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now listen to Paul carefully. You know, there are people who roam about searching for ministries not to support, but for their own gain. They don't support because they see the need, but they have this in mind that as I give to them, God will give back to me. Please, it shouldn't be about the getting. Otherwise, it's the intent of it gets misplaced and your blessings delay. That is when you find people grumbling, and all because they were giving just to get something back. So I sowed into this minister's life, I sowed into that ministry, I sowed into this altar or that, just because they want to get something back. That is an act of greed, selfishness. Your intent must be to support the work of God for it to bear fruit, for it to be a blessing to the kingdom. Paul here said that all the other churches, nobody gave except you. You had been giving to me. Not that I desire a gift. It's not because I want you to buy a car for me as the pastor of the church. It's not because I want you to just buy me a house just because I'm a pastor or because we're a ministry. So no, the intent of your giving was to bear fruit, was for the work to succeed. That was the intent, for the work to succeed. Not because I'm a prophet or I'm a pastor, no, but for the purposes of the bearing of fruit. And as the fruit, as the work is ongoing, it goes into your account. Be rich towards God. It goes into your heavenly account. It goes back to you. It's not just me who is on the field doing the work, who is being blessed, but it's also going back to you who is supporting. The Lord enlightened the eyes of our understanding so that we can receive every blessing that he has according to the heritage that we have in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord's blessings upon our lives as we serve will never elude us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So passionately give towards God, towards his work. Passionately invest into the kingdom, knowing that your giving is touching life, saving souls by the grace of God. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, these things that I have said, you cannot do them just by your human mind. It comes by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, by the quickening of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will come into live in your heart only when you have surrendered your life to Christ Jesus, who releases the Holy Spirit. So now just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come before your throne of grace. Please have mercy upon me. Today I repent from all my sins. I turn away from every wicked way. Search my heart, O Lord, and have mercy upon me. Forgive me. Cleanse me with the blood of that you shed for me. And from today, fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace to live a life that is pleasing unto you and to you alone. I thank you for saving me, Lord Jesus. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please let's pray this prayer. Dear Holy Spirit.
Dear Holy Spirit.
Quicken me to walk in the Spirit.
Quicken me to walk in the Spirit.
So that I do not fall prey to greed.
So that I do not fall prey to greed.
Let me be a living sacrifice unto you.
Let me be a living sacrifice unto you.
Grant me the grace to patiently wait for you.
Grant me the grace to patiently wait
for you. And the grace to resist the spirit of greed.
And the grace to resist the spirit of greed.
To be rich towards you, Lord.
To be rich towards you,
Lord. And to be rich in good works.
And to be rich in good works.
That you fulfill your purpose in my life.
That you fulfill your purpose in my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let us with a gladsome mind praise the Lord, for He is kind. For His mercies shall endure. If you gave your life to Christ today, contact us via email info@globemusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.